to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy, do.
Fading into the next show seamlessly without any artifact of the next song from that playlist. This is Button Pushers, but it's not usually Button Pushers. I'm covering for someone's show. I don't know what it's called, but you should check it out usually. I don't know. I can check the schedule. That'll only take me like 10 minutes on this Wi-Fi. Let's see. Take care, guys. Let's see. The usual show is called Out of My Mind. That is a killer show name, and relatable. But for now, we'll do Button Pushers. I like to play electronic and experimental music usually, so I don't know what the usual show plays, but this might be a little different from that. I mostly just took this hour, I'm going to be fully honest, because a new album came out that I want to hear on the studio speakers, because it goes crazy hard, and I wasn't doing anything this morning. Well, that's not super true. I was working with music, but, like, not, like, anything time-sensitive. I wasn't, like, meeting anyone, so, yeah, good opportunity to hopefully listen to some of new Wave Dash on air. The new Tempo mixtape, I've been talking about it on my show for, like, I don't know, 2.5 months now. It just finally came out, and it's so good. Like, it is so, so, so impressive, some of the sound design that they've pulled off in this, and, like, the orchestration and just everything. The vibe, the whole mixtape just feels so good. It's great. So we'll definitely be getting into that. For now, I have to be careful, because my show is after 10 p.m., which, by FCC rules, means I can kind of play whatever music I want. During the day, though, I have to make sure that it is, like, you know, PG. So I need to make sure... I think all of Tempo should be PG, so there's a small chance that if I can't do enough research in the off song times, I'll just be playing, like, all of Tempo. But for now, I believe I have a track that doesn't have any swears or curses or anything in it. and it's a pretty good vibe, so we'll get started with that. It is called Satellite by Will Pachin. Pachin? I don't know how to say his last name, but I really dig this song. I'll probably play it on my regular show and talk about it more, but for now, let's just get started with this one. Here is Satellite by Will Pachin. Just check Spinatron to see what I typed in. Here we go.
Is that a satellite or is that a shooting star? I think I prefer the latter. All because wishes don't come true unless they're shooting straight for you from a thousand miles away. Well, if it was, I wouldn't have much to say. Talk about to set my soul on fire just because. And as my ego's burning out, walk off the bridge, and as I'm sinking down, write the greatest song there ever was. Yeah. Then I'll finally be enough. A subtle sink beneath the dove, and then I'll watch the stars from under. I'll greet him like a good old friend as I let the words just slip right through my hands. Talk about to set my soul on fire just because. And as my ego's burning out, walk off the bridge, and as I'm sinking down, write the greatest song there ever was. Yeah. Then I'll finally be enough. A subtle sink beneath the bluff, and then I'll watch the stars from underneath the water until the satellite comes round. I'll greet him like a good old friend as I let the words just slip right through my hands.
Ugh, what a killer song. I love the vibes of that track so much. This kind of, like, refusal to just burn subtly and to burn bright and burn out instead, just to kind of, I don't know, make your mark or feel something. Make it feel more like than just the monotony. And I dig it. I really like, there's this like really subtle kind of bridge in the lyrics where he goes, let's see, you'll never know when someone will pick you up and make you see that I'm the one strung out on my own apathy, oh, not to blame but me. I think that's like a really important message for today, because there is like a lot of self-hate going around and like refusal to kind of look inward because it's scary, and like getting good people around you that you can trust their perspective on everything else, to give you their perspective on you can be like really helpful. I definitely would not have made like all this progress without other people kind of telling me that I'm like not the person that I fear I am sometimes, and like rather am just like okay, you know. So like surround yourself with good people that will pick you up out of your own apathy. And also, I just love the twang in his voice. Like, his little, like, you can just kind of tell that while he's singing about it, it's like he doesn't really care about anything, but he also cares a lot about this, like, I want to do this song. I don't know. It's cool. It's a good vibe. There's a really fun interview where Porter Robinson is kind of... Diego have a show without talking about Porter Robinson challenge impossible. There's an interview with Porter Robinson where he's talking about, like, one of his favorite feelings in music is when there's kind of that last drop in the bucket that's like, okay, this has gone from an idea to, like, something I need to get out to the world. And this song kind of gives me that vibe where he's like, even if I'm going off the bridge, like, if I'm burning out or whatever, like, I have to get something out there, write my song, leave my story kind of thing. It's good vibes. Okay, now that I'm all synced in, let's see what to start with from Tempo. I kind of just want to play the whole dang album and just, like, not talk, but that's, it's tempting. It's really tempting, but I'll start with, It's Strange. I think this is one of my favorite tracks from Tempo. I like Be All Right a lot, and also Sky Falling. Like, it's crazy that they got collabs with both Anna Monoguchi and Flux Pavilion, because those are two really big names in this kind of, like, scope of music. So really impressive that they got both of them on one album. But this is just Wave Dash in It's Strange, and I really like the orchestration of this. Like, it's got a really nice, I don't know, just, like, beat to it. It's really fast, tons of energy, it's very high octane, and, like, I think this is very, I don't know, I'm working on a remix right now for, like, a competition, because both the deadlines kind of helped me a little bit to, like, make sure I'm actually, like, pushing towards an idea, or, like, a continued idea, instead of usually I just, like, dabble around for, like, 2 hours and then don't save anything and then, like, move on to the next thing. So it's nice to have, like, a unified reason for a project. But also, like, one of the prizes for the competition is, like, this really nice software. So I really would love to have Chroma. It's a great software for, like, making the color-based music, like Chime and stuff. But anyway, this kind of has the same energy that I was, like, going for in my remix at the time. So it was really helpful to kind of, like, get more ideas on that. But also, this is just a bop. Like, when the kick comes in for the drop, it is punching your soul, and kind of the whole reason I subbed for this show this morning is so that I can hear that on the studio speakers. So let's just get it going right away. Here is It's Strange by Wave Dash from their new project, Tempo.
Don't you know?
I like that track a lot. It's nested right in the middle of the album and really just like punches you out of nowhere, because I think the rest of the track definitely, or the rest of the album definitely has some like crazy energetic moments, but that one is definitely the most like, you know, warehouse rave kind of vibe. I dig it a lot. I'm a little sad though, because it seems like the speakers are like toned down, or like the volume is lower than what they usually are. I don't know if I can figure out how to hijack that a little bit, but I'm going to try switching auxes just real quick. And I'm going to play a part of that song again just to test in the studio which one is louder real quick. So, like, sorry for super weird, like, radio vibes, but this show isn't about you. It's about me listening to the new Wave Dash album as much as I can. No, okay, sorry. But let's try this just for a second. I want to see what it sounds like in this studio. So here's It's Strange again for, like, 15 seconds or something. Who knows? I can't seem to figure it out. They both sound kind of the same. I apologize for that duplicity of music there for a bit, but oh well. Let me get back into aux 2, because if they are the same, I gotta stick with the homeboy, you know, the one that I usually go with. So that was It's Strange by Wave Dash. Let's see, what else do we want to play from this? There's some really great tracks on here. Let's play Coming Out Hot. I think it's a fun ending to the album. And a really good vibe as well, so let's drop that right away, I guess. I don't know. We're just out here. We're just playing music. Here's Coming Out Hot by Wave Dash.
We'll be right back.
Good vibes, good vibes. I dig it. The whole album is great. Go check out Tempo. It will take you only 36 minutes and 2 seconds, assuming you don't have crossfade on, which you shouldn't, because it's bad. It's so bad. Don't let it happen. You can turn on the option for crossfade on specific playlists. Don't turn on the option for crossfade between songs, seconds between 1 and 12 seconds, or 14, or whatever the algorithm is. It's not, like, it's just a fade. It doesn't sound great. Let the songs finish. Okay, anyway, to each their own. But especially if you're doing, like, a full album playthrough or something, like, if you have the option on to, like, let it play seamlessly, if it does, like, the artist can choose that when they put it into Spotify. So, anyway, yeah, check out, not that I'm encouraging use of Spotify over any other platform, because I don't think I'm allowed to do that on the air, but in my own time, I use one platform that will remain unnamed, even if it has been named earlier. Anyway, check out the new Tempo project. It's great. It has a ton of love from, like, Maddion, Porter, everyone on that side of the music community. Even has a Maddion collab on it as well, which is super good. All Your Love, featuring Toro Yamoy as well. But yeah, this is just a killer, killer album, especially if you like some of those, like, zany, glitchy, like, texture internet vibes. It's a really good project. I'd also encourage you, if you're interested in, like, multimedia projects, to check out all of the related art for this album. Like, the album cover alone looks super sick, but, like, their entire Instagram page right now is just filled with, like, these cool animations about this album and this, like, world or zone or whatever, and it's really sick. So I'd recommend checking it out. Now I'm gonna play a song. Ah, what is that? Oh, I clicked the wrong button. I apologize for screaming out of nowhere. I'm gonna play a song that was recommended to me very recently, by someone. This artist is called Ash. She's pretty popular. She has 11.5 million monthly listeners, and some really great tracks that, like, she's super, super popular for, but this album got recommended to me, as, like, the one I should check this artist out by, I guess. Well, let me try that over again. I didn't know Ash before. I met someone new and asked them what kind of music they like, and they said, you should check out this album, and I fell in love with it, like, immediately. Like, I added every song. It's so great. It's got, like, really good vibes. Love her, like, her lyrics are just so, so good. But the first track really just captured my attention. I think the orchestration is really great. There's just sounds kind of happening all over, but they're very, very natural. They're all, like, instruments that you've heard in real life, I guess. So it's, like, got the kind of chaotic organization of, like, an electronic ensemble, but it's definitely all much more, like, natural tones, which is something I've been thinking about with my own music, too. Like, I really want to make something that pulls on your subconscious, kind of like the idea of how, like, blue is a very nostalgic color, and, like, some of the theories behind that are because, like, so much of your memory and subconscious memory is the sky, so, like, blue just kind of naturally relates to, like, everything, and so when you see blue, you're like, wow, that's, like, kind of a nostalgic feeling. I want to make sounds that are mimicked after, like, bird cries, or, like, textured after nature and stuff, so that even if it's, like, an electronic sound, it's kind of pulling at those sides of your mind a little bit, even if you don't know what's happening. Like, I want to brain hack a little bit, and I think this song does that really well. Also, the lyrics are super great. It's kind of about, like, accepting the more mad parts of your psyche and stuff, and I've always been very interested in that idea, so I think it's really cool that this track kind of ties all of that in together. And if you like it, you should definitely check out the rest of the album. Choirs is really good as well for that kind of idea of, like, madness in the psyche and just, like, embracing it. Sometimes People Suck is a really good song for just, like, dealing with the regular day. Wrong Side of Myself is a really great song about, like, kind of everyone being on your side before you can trust yourself, kind of thing. Very complicated situation, but I think she captures it super well. We Get High, you can imagine what that song is about. And Someone to Lose is a really, really cute kind of, like, nostalgic love song as well. So definitely check out The Rabbit Hole by Ash. Super sick album. Loved all of it. But here is Afterlife, which I believe is clean, so it should be fine for the radio. And check out the lyrics, too. It's about, you know, like, I think sometimes people are waiting for the sign or the reason to, like, go chase the thing that they like, and, like, homie, you're alive today, and you have, like, trillions of neurons firing all the time. Is that not enough reason, you know? I know it's more complicated than that. I didn't have the resources to chase what I wanted for a long time, and now that I do, I can. So if you have the resources and you feel a little stable for it, go for it. Anyway, and don't wait for Afterlife, which is what this song is about. So here is Afterlife by Ash. Thanks for letting me ramble about it for a little bit. I'm excited to hear it in the studio. Here it goes. Great vibe. I love the like swing and tempo of it all. And also realizing that came out on the Mom and Pop album or on the Mom and Pop label. Wait a second. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Mom plus Pop label. Is this not the one that, okay, sorry, I should probably be speaking so there's less radio silence, but I think this is, I don't want to say anything that's not true, you know, like, I don't want to blatantly lie for no reason. I'd rather, like, lie about a fun fact for, like, 10 seconds, and then when someone asks, really? I could be like, nope, because, I don't know, that's just so ridiculously stupid and fun to do. But, nope, okay, I was probably wrong. Anyway, it's from the Mom and Pop label. I'm sure I know other artists from that. Like, it's screaming at my head for some reason, but I can't pull it out of my memory bank right now. But yeah, check out the rest of that album. I really dug all of it. It was super good. Definitely, like, one of the best recs I've gotten in a long time. And it was exciting, exhilarating. So, check that out. Let's see. I was curating music for one of my friends. It was like, let's start this all over. I'm realizing that I always knew my memory was like pretty good, but my memory is like cracked apparently. And that's been such a blessing and a curse. Cause like, imagine, like, I was thinking about this the other day cause I was having conversation with friends and they were like, they were making comments about things that I, like, observed or things that I remembered. And, like, I don't know. I was thinking, like, if you got, this is just a super weird tangent, but, like, if you got caught in a time loop today, you know, like Groundhog's Day, how much have you committed to memory of erroneous strangers' actions or, events or things that you saw, like, an animal do or something, you know? That would repeat that you could point out to a friend and be like, this just happened, like, or I'm going to call that this is happening so I can prove to you that I've been here before, which is like a weird way to think about like how alert slash like intentional slash like, I don't know, observant are you being, but like, I don't want to say intentional. I don't think like observation is necessarily an intention thing. It's just how active your subconscious versus conscious is, I guess. But like, I don't know. I feel like I could definitely, like, I know enough about yesterday to be able to get my point across, like, immediately. Like, there are people that I, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, if I passed someone who, like, down the street at a certain street, and I passed them again the next day, like, I would definitely vividly recall that person and, like, where they were, even if they were just, like, a stranger. And, like, apparently that doesn't, like, happen to everyone. Which is very weird. It's like weird trying to synthesize my reality with other people. But where was I going with this? As you know from radio or like the fact that I'm doing a radio show. And if you listen to my other show, I am super into music. It's like my big thing. And a friend shared some songs with us in a server or like a chat room. And like I talked to him about it. I was like, wow, I didn't know that you knew all of these artists. And he just gave me like the blankest stare. And he like, basically he doesn't, but he knows like the songs. And I was like, that's great, honestly. Cause like, it's cool to know that like this music that I listen to is almost very often, like it's driven by the artist and the project, you know, like I'm super into Grizz and Porter Robinson. Yes. Cause their music is fantastic, but also because like what they curate and what they're pushing for is just like so good and in a line with like what I care about. So it's cool to see like their work and watching them grow, and it's like, almost like the art is more about like the person, you know, rather than like their art form. And it was cool to see that like casual enjoyers of music as well are like also vibing with the same stuff that I really enjoy. So one of the groups that he mentioned that, or he had a track of that I was like, wow, I love this group so much, is Drulu. If you've listened to my show often, you know that I'm playing Drulu pretty often, especially whenever they have, like, new stuff. I want to play this one real quick, but I want to make sure that I can play it on air, so I'm just scouring through the lyrics real quick. Yeah, it should be good. I thought I knew them by heart, but just needed to make sure there wasn't, like, an aside somewhere. Sometimes there's, like, a, you know, a follow-up, like, background vocal or something that is just like a one word swear word pretty often in like a lot of these songs. So not in Drulu, but like in just songs in general. But in any case, wow, wrapping it all in, last night I was gonna do it this morning, but I got too into it last night because I love sharing music with people, hence like spontaneously grabbing a studio session right now this morning. But yeah, so I whipped up like a little playlist last night of like just going through some of his some of the songs he highlighted, trying to find similar artists that I know and like some of my favorite tracks by them. This is one of my favorite Drew Lew tracks off of the more recent album, the newest one, which is called... oh, wow, I'm such a fake fan for a second. I could probably name every song from the album in order, but I can't recall what it is called. That doesn't make sense. It's called The Art of Change. It's called The Art of Change. Yep, I final answer. Anyway, okay, here is Landscape from Drew Lew and Banji. It's about just kind of being grateful for the little things, maybe noticing those Groundhog Day moments, you know, like being aware of what you could point out to you, show everyone that you're here. Here's Landscape. A good track. I love that one. There's also a live rendition of it if you want to hear that. You should check it out. Also, the whole album Art of Change is really, really good. I can't believe I forgot the name of it for like those brief couple seconds right after I was like, my memory is so dang good. That's a weird thing about the brain, real quick. I don't know why people aren't talking enough about this, but can you bear with me for a second? Everything that you know. Wait, let's try this over again. I feel like this is that Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield interview where Emma Stone is like, if you had everything, okay, wait, if no one knew, and then you could do anything, and Andrew Garfield is just laughing the whole time because she can't get the sentence out, and she still doesn't make a point, and at the end of it, he's like, I probably would. Consider the, like, you know, the Punnett square of everything you know. And the things you know, you know. The things you know, you don't know. The things you don't know, you know. And the things you don't know that you don't know, kind of thing. Let's go into the things you know category.
when you know that you know something, but you don't know what it is, like, immediately, you have to send, like, a little dude to the back of your brain into the archives to, like, filter through all the little, like, files for whatever relevant information it's trying to grab to, like, pull out that, like, I don't know, if you're like, who played Alan in the Barbie movie? And you're like, oh, I know who that was, but I the name is eluding me right now. Let me go back to all of my actors for a second. And, like, I know the shape of his face, so can I put that to other movies and then know that he's in Scott Pilgrim and then tile it in from there and be like, oh, is Michael Cera? You know, like, can we talk about the fact that, like, there is some layer in the brain that is able to, like, precognitively be like, oh, this is back there somewhere. Let me go grab it. That's crazy. And it happens, like, also subconsciously, like, all the time. Like, whenever you retrieve a thought, that's what's going on. But, like, when you have to... when those moments when you, like, you know that you know it and you have to, like, go back and pull it out of the recesses of the mind is, like, crazy. It's so weird. Think about your brain like a warehouse. It's crazy. Anyway, I do be yapping recently about the brain, but I'm learning so much about my own, so I don't know. It's what's interesting me right now. Let's see. What else have we got for now? Can I play... I have to check... again, I have to be really careful with, like, some of the... lyrics in some of these. So let's do Colloidal Drip. It's really good. So that person who recommended me the Ash album, I figured they asked for some of my recent listening. And that's always a scary question for me, because, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to give them, you know, Will Pachin, which is what I opened the show with, which is very chill, very, you know, bedroom poppy, very cool. Or if I'm supposed to open with, like, Grizz and Noctu and just be like, this is me. So often what I do is I make a playlist that is organized from energy or, like, chaos, from simple to crazy. This is leaning towards the more crazy side. It's Mr. Bill, who would have expected that it's, normal, I suppose. But, this is another track from his Settling for Mediocrity album, which I really liked. It's a collab with Freddie Todd. And there's some really nice, like, there's a sound that you've definitely heard before. It's called an orchestral hit, and it's kind of like those, maybe you've heard from, like, those, like, 1990s, you know, baseball games or something. It's very, like, anthem-y, or, like, music you'd hear in, like, a gym, kind of like Space Jam maybe has some, like, orc hits in it. There's a really nice section in this track that has some, like, orc hits with a glitch, like, Jersey beat, and it sounds so sick. I dug it up, like, right away. And it's from 2016, so, like, some of the mastering's a little, you know, lesser than some of the capabilities we have today, but I think it's still a super impressive track. So here is Colloidal Drip with Mr. Bill and Freddie Todd, which I believe should be totally fine. Like, I don't think there's lyrics to this song. There's vocal chops, so if something sounds like it, just assume it was two other words put together or something. Anyway, here's Colloidal Drip. Yeah.
This is that section I was talking about.
What a killer track. I love the way that Mr. Bill organizes his music. It's so sick. It's just like a bunch of sound effects put together. And it's crazy because, like, so I'm seeing a lot of myself in Mr. Bill. He has a lot of the same idiosyncrasies as myself, let's call it. And one of the things I've noticed about him in his interviews is he is always, like, so impressed by the artists that I think he is in the same wheelhouse with. Like, and he doesn't consider himself, like, in that group for some reason. Like, he's always talking about how G. Jones is just killing it right now. And G. Jones is doing the same thing, you know? He's just got all the, like, rave generator, like, sound effects. Whereas Mr. Bill is doing more, like, lucid kind of, you know, crystalline stuff. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, very similar vibes. It was very interesting to kind of hear him applaud that so much while not really looking at his own work. Something to be said about looking at yourself and being able to, you know, compliment yourself when you're doing good stuff. I want to talk to, let's see, Intrigued Spirit. There's a DJ chat, so you can type anonymously to talk to the DJ. And I never use this feature. I just talked about it last show because my show's at 10 p.m. On a Thursday, so not a lot of people are, like, chatting up then. I think most people are either, like, you know, studying or sleeping or winding down for the night, and I usually play electronic music, so not used to that. But if you're still listening, they said, my son is 10 years old, and he's doing his first live set soon, and he has to do 10 house songs. Any advice? And that is, first of all, super sick. Start him out young. I love watching little kids, like, not little kids, 10 is, well, you know, I like watching younger people play DJ sets. Wow, I really should have finished that sentence instead of saying, I like watching little kids and then just stopping. Holy cow, I'm going to get taken off of the radio for that. Anyway, I can tell that one of my friends is listening and they're just going to devour me alive for saying that on air. Really quick, I do want to get the PSA in as well. But for that, I did respond to that message on the chat if you want to come back and check. I don't know. I see you're not online anymore. I apologize for the late reply. But for house stuff, definitely check out Knock 2. Ray Volp's got some cool house stuff with, like, World War Rave. Joyride, fantastic house stuff. Brave is a really good album. Maybe not for 10-year-olds, though. Knock 2, definitely for 10-year-olds. And let's see, what else have we got? I'm just like spinning through some of my other tracks. I know Slushy's got some pretty good house. That's Slushy with two I's instead of like I-E. And Bishu. Bishu has some really great house tracks too. I would also maybe filter that by like just look up like Bishu house and listen to some of it yourself. I don't know what your, you know, household restrictions are like, but definitely with electronic music, it can go from anywhere to like the most heart-wrenching soul ballad to like someone just saying the f-bomb like over and over and over again for no reason. So we do a little bit of both here. For that, honestly, and I gotta do the PSA. Sorry. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, live day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Live day 24. You'll hear Ronnie DeShenis, Jennifer Teft and The Strange, and Gene Dante. And more. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Thanks. Live Day is super fun. Come support all the musicians in the radio show. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I want to play a song from Twerp because I went to go see them live last night and it was just such a vibe. It reminded me a lot of like the absurdity of the like 100 Gex concert. And I just love absurdity. It's so good. I think it's like the best way to process this increasingly chaotic world. I think a lot of people like to see some of the new emergent music like 100 Gex and hyperpop and stuff, and like people writing songs about frogs and Doritos and stuff, and people being like, music used to mean something. But I think that is what it means now. It's about like, look, if I'm gonna write about like being self-important and like understanding everything in the world all at the same time, like no one's gonna buy that. What people are gonna buy are like, yeah, I also went to 7-Eleven and got some Fritos last night, you know. So it's fun to kind of dial it back into this like really crazy audio and just like talking about weird stuff all the time. Twerp is definitely super absurd, but more like themed / story wise. I think they've got a lot of like cool ideas going on with their like tracks. Like they talk about like space travel and like racing and like cool internet stuff. I don't know, very very nerdy group, but it's fun to see people just being absurd and having that be like their way of expressing themselves in a world that like continues to make less and less sense the more you try and digest it. So kind of just like owning up to this, like, I'm going to put a cone on my head and start talking about aliens. Like, sure, man, go for it. I'm in love with mad people now. And Torp captures that really well. I think this track played towards the end of the show and it was just such a good vibe. I loved it so, so much. It's definitely one of their most popular songs. And it's just like such fun energy. So I'm going to play it to close out the set. I think it's going to be about 5 minutes long. I'm sure someone else will come in, and you know what, actually I was going to play Starlight Brigade because it's just like such good energy. Nah, I'm still going to do it, and whoever comes in after can just like cut it off whenever. But here's Starlight Brigade by Twerp. It's such a good vibe. I love it. It gets me motivated. It's also a really fun kind of like weird take on that burn bright burn out philosophy that I was talking about earlier with Will Pachin. It's like, this is like, if you breach past the absurdity of like, I'm going into space to fight for my planet against this incoming starship enterprise, you know, whatever. It is about like people telling you not to do this because it's going to be bad for you, but it's like the thing that you want to do. So just do it. Very similar vibes. I was actually like, the theme of my intentional day list today is like those kind of songs, like Musician by Porter Robinson, coming out hot with Wave Dash and other stuff like that. So here is like a more absurd take on the burn bright and burn out with Starlight Brigade to serve the forces, so to speak. What a great track. Here it comes with Twerp. We'll be right back.
I just want to say this has been Button Pushers subbing for Out of My Mind, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.